cigarettes, the only cigarettes that give you valuable coupons, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as the Baron Munchausen, with his company including Charlie Cliff Hall, Robert Bernard, Jeanette Nolan, John McIntyre, Morton Vaux, and Tommy Dorsey and his top-notch orchestra.
If you're looking for a top-notch cigarette, try Raleigh's. Raleigh's don't cost you 1 cent more than other popular brands, but you enjoy a smoother, more distinctive blend of Turkish and domestic tobaccos. Ask for Raleigh's, with plain ends or cork tips if you prefer.
Or if you like a cigarette with a touch of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, try Cool's. They're so mildly mentholated that you lose none of the full-bodied tobacco goodness, yet each Cool puff is soothing to your throat.
Both Raleigh's and Cool's carry valuable coupons good in the United States for handsome, useful premiums. Every carton has extra coupons. Buy union-made Raleigh's or Cool's the next time you're out of cigarettes. And save those coupons. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra and a new song, That Foolish Feeling from Top of the Town. Edith Wright will sing.
And I'm a fool to let that foolish feeling start. This silly, nilly thing is something new. I can't conceal the way I feel when I'm with you. I should be a coward. I should love and run. But I'm so overpowered. Something must be done. Oh, treat me sweetly, I'm completely gone. 'Cause I can feel that foolish feeling coming on.
And interrupted his big game hunting in the Amazon jungles to fly up here for Tommy Dorsey's gala opening at the Commodore Hotel last Friday night. And as today is his birthday, he stayed over to give a birthday party. So here we are in the Baron's famous Worldwide Information Bureau in Radio City, New York. Tommy and his orchestra are tuning up. The guests are beginning to arrive, and here come our genial hosts, Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Here, Dickory, Peter, please. Peter, don't stay so close to Tommy Dorsey with that pitcher of beer.
Okay, sir.
Well, why mustn't he pass close? You're not afraid Tommy will snatch it, are you?
No, but...
What?
When Tommy gets that close to beer, his mouth waters so much,
yeah?
He can't play his trombone.
Some hors d'oeuvres, gentlemen?
I only eat hors d'oeuvres Hollywood style. Give me two portions of that salmon.
Two portions of salmon? Is that Hollywood style?
Sure. Salmon.
Cigarettes, folks? Raleigh's are cool?
You know, as I said in my speech on Washington's birthday, Charlie, if they had Raleigh's and Cool's in George Washington's time,
yeah,
I bet he'd have to say, well, that it was the best value in the market.
Yeah?
Yeah, he'd have to say it.
He'd have had to say it. Why?
Because...
Well, why? Come on.
He couldn't tell a lie.
Oh, I see. George couldn't tell a lie.
Yeah, thank you. But Charlie...
What?
This party takes me back to the days when we used to play spin the blade on face in the corner.
Now, wait a minute. Not face in the corner, Baron. The name of the game was puss in the corner.
Face, puss. They both mean the same thing.
But what I can't understand is this, Baron. Why didn't you make this a costume party?
Well, listen, Charlie. No more costume parties for me.
Oh, no?
No, the last one I went to, we all got pinched.
You mean arrested?
Yeah.
What for?
Well, they called it an unemployed party.
An unemployed party?
Yeah, and you were supposed to leave or something to show how long you've been unemployed.
I see, I understand.
This is funny.
Yeah, I bet it's
funny. If you had been out of work a month, you came without a necktie.
I see.
2 months means you left off both your necktie and your collar.
Yes.
3 months, you came without your coat.
I understand. Well, wait a minute. Why did you all get arrested? Well, come on, why?
One fella hadn't had a job in 30 years.
30 years.
The Baron invites everyone to dance to the music of that man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey. The song, But Where Are You? From Top of the Town. Jack Leonard will sing.
I thought you cared about me. Where are you? Where's my heart? Where is the dream we started? I can't believe we're parted. Where are you? When we said goodbye, love, what had we to gain? When I gave you my love, was it all in vain? All life through, must I go on pretending? Where is my happy ending?
We're about to bring in the Baron's birthday cake.
A birthday cake, Baron?
Yeah, I had it made special.
Oh, fine.
A big angel cake.
Uh-huh.
And when Paul Stewart fires a shot, it splits open and out comes a beautiful girl.
Beautiful girl?
You know something?
What?
Dressed like the spirit of youth.
Oh.
Wait, here it comes now.
Oh, boy. Oh, what a cake.
Oh, and what a girl.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait till you see her.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am about to cut the Baron's birthday cake with a pistol shot. And when I do, you will see the spirit of youth. One, two.
Aha! Hello, comrade.
A beautiful girl in a cake. Why, that's Boris.
Listen, you Russian dumbcock.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't get excited.
Who's excited?
You're excited.
No, you don't know me.
Oh, well, come on.
Do you call yourself a beautiful girl?
What's wrong? Don't I appeal to you? Hey, and next time invite me through or don't have my cousin bake your cake.
By golly, you ought to be hung.
No, wait. Not hung, Baron. The word is hanged.
He should be hung.
Well, why?
Hanging is too good for him.
Baron, here are some feature writers who came to write up the party for the papers. I want you to meet T. Aloysius Fuzz Pop.
How are you?
Same to you.
Lady Askew Dusenberry.
How do you?
Miss Cora Whistlebosom.
How do you do?
And H. Nesselrode McCutcake.
Hello, old chap.
And,
Are those names?
Quiet. Shh.
Oh, yes. Miss Ethel Puba.
Let me get through here.
Yes. Mr. Grunwald Gutzengurgel.
How do you know?
And Gypsy Daisy Duncan Fellows.
Hello, Baron. That's me.
Hey, Baron. I'm T. Aloysius Fuzzpot. Well, we'd like to have your information bureau settle a few questions about...
Hey,
who put those lights out?
Put on the light!
Hey, where's that? Wait,
Baron, there. Baron, what's happened to the light?
Don't ask me, Charlie.
What?
I'm completely in the dark.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Oh, thank you,
Charlie.
He kissed me.
What, kissed you in the dark?
Come on,
what's going on here, Baron? Where are you?
I'm right around here somewhere, Charlie.
Yes, yeah, I bet you are.
Kiss me, do you? The kissing bug is loose.
Oh, Tommy Dorsey.
Yes, Charlie, I'm here.
Will you have your boys play something quick, please? It may avoid a panic.
All right, boys, get out that tune. I'll dream my way to heaven. One.
Nothing much nicer than dancing in the dark. And now if you all get... Now, wait a minute. Now, who put those lights on again?
I did, Charlie. I just found the light button.
Oh, you did. You couldn't, by any chance, be the fellow who put the lights out so we could play a few private kissing games in the dark, are you?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Why, Charlie, you know, I wouldn't do a thing like that. You know something?
What?
I'm a respectable married man.
Oh, sure.
Besides, I don't like women. And something else yet. Yeah. I don't like kissing. Yeah. And,
Okay, Baron, I believe you. Only before you do anything else, you'd better wipe that lip rouge off your mouth.
Well, Charlie,
what?
You caught me that time.
Yeah?
But I was just playing a joke.
Just playing a joke.
I had to get even for the joke that was played on me this evening.
Well, who played? A joke on you.
You know something?
Who?
Morton Bow.
Morton did?
Yes, just as my party was starting, he rushed in and he said, quick, Baron. Baron, he said, I just passed your house and your wife is kissing your best friend in the parlor.
Yeah, well, that's no joking matter.
No, and Charlie, I ran all the way home.
Well, I should think you would. And then it turned out to be a joke, huh?
Yeah.
Your wife wasn't kissing your best friend?
No.
What was it?
I didn't even know the fellow.
Your pardon, I pray. I've so much to say. These words will betray my heart. I may pretend I should not offend in playing a love song.
It's the voice of Morton Bow, the song Jerome Kern's Make Believe from Showboat.
Make believe of it, of blending in a phantom kiss, or to a priest, might as well make believe I love you, or to tell the truth. The game of just supposing is the sweetest game I know. Our dreams are more romantic than the world we see. And if the things we dream about don't happen to be so, that's just an unimportant technicality. Could make believe I love you, only make believe that you love me. For the blind peace of mind in pretending, couldn't you, couldn't I, couldn't we make believe all is a blending in a phantom kiss, or to a priest might as well make believe I love you or to tell the truth.
Positively thrilling. Really, you dance divinely.
Well, I should. I come from a family of dancers. My sister was such a good dancer. She was the pet of the royal family in Austria.
My, she must have been well-bred, huh?
She was such good bred that in Austria, they called her Pumpernickel.
Pumpernickel? Well, why did they call her Pumpernickel?
She was the toast of Vienna.
Oh, Baron, you and your stories.
Yeah, she's right, you and your stories. Your sister never saw Vienna or the royal family, and she can't dance a lick. Say, is that a sample of the yarns you're going to pass out this evening?
No, Charlie. I'm just warming up.
Oh, it's not a sample, I see.
Hey, let me have somebody, Baron. Woo! And a toast to our home. Give him a cheer, folks.
You'll never give a better party if you live to be 150.
I expect to do that. I got an Uncle Otto who's 175.
You're 175?
Your uncle is 175 years old.
Yeah, sure. We was worried for fear he was going to be a bachelor. but he married when he was 130.
Now, wait a minute. He married when he was 130 years old? Well, who in the world would marry him?
Oh, she was just a silly kid. So only 91.
Only 91, huh?
91. Were they happy?
Happy? You should see the twins.
Oh, twins?
Twins?
Yeah, this is funny, Charlie. When they were born, they had long gray beards and eyeglasses on.
Yeah.
They lived 2 hours and died of old age.
All right, now that settles it, Baron. That settles it. You promised me you'd stop your lies and exaggerations. Week after week, I've waited. And up to tonight, I've forgiven you and overlooked it. But when you desecrate your own birthday with a whopper like that, I'm here to...
Wait. What? You there, Charlie?
Yes, sir. No, I wasn't. And I'll never have to be there again. Come on, set it up over here, boys.
Right
over here.
Here. Wait.
What's the matter?
What's going on? What is this big machine?
Oh, well, that Baron is going to accomplish what I've failed to accomplish. That's going to put a stop to your fantastic yarns forever. That is a lie detector.
A lie detector?
A lie detector.
Well, how does it work?
Well, its highly sensitized antenna pick up thought waves and transmit them to the mechanical brain, which sorts out the truth from the falsehood. For instance, if you speak the truth, all you hear is a contented whistle. Like that, you see?
Yeah.
And for each lie, it rings a bell. And the bigger the lie, the bigger the bell.
All set up, sir. Here's the control button. Oh,
fine.
What do you think? Oh, you think you're smart, huh?
Yes, I think I'm smart.
Now, let me tell you something, Mr.
What?
Charlie Smart Alex.
What is it?
Well, you're only wasting your time because I wasn't going to tell another lie all evening.
You see?
Well, I wasn't going to tell very many.
No, sure.
I wasn't going to tell very many.
You weren't going to tell that.
No. All right, so I had a couple of whoppers ready.
You see?
By golly, the thing reminds me of my wife.
I told you, you just can't fool it, Baron. Would you like to try it, miss?
Why should I try it? I never tell lies.
That good?
Well, it don't play any favorites anyway.
No, no,
you
no,
take
it doesn't.
The world of that silly machine against mine?
Go away. Go away, you liar, you.
Well, the very idea of all the nerve.
Oh, come on, let's forget the machine, folks, and get on with the party. How about starting some kissing games, Senator?
Oh, not me, sir. When I'm away from home, I save all my kisses for the little woman. Stop it. Is this thing implying that I am...
Shake, Senator, shake. You're a man after my own heart. Oh, don't say it. That's more than both.
Oh.
Don't say a word.
All right.
Hello. Hey, what's this funny-looking machine?
Just something we're trying out. See, Morton, I see they put Dick Powell in that new picture they were talking about for you.
Yes? Gee, I'm glad he got it. I think he's got a grand voice, and I wish him all the luck in the world.
Oh, wait a minute. Here comes Tommy Dorsey now. Quiet.
Well, what's that gadget? New radio?
Well, sort of. Oh, say, by the way, Commodore, I heard a couple of your musicians have been acting up a bit of late. You know, like late for rehearsal, and they won't practice, is that right?
What of it? After all, they're only human. I love every one of them just like a brother. In fact, they're such great artists, if they blew a whole number, I'd just laugh it off.
Oh, you see?
Hey, what's all the clamor, boys?
Well, of all the little Edith Wright. My, but you're looking beautiful this evening.
Thanks, Baron. You're not looking so bad yourself.
Don't get personal.
Oh, Baron.
Yeah, Boris, come over here. You know something?
What?
I'm not mad with you.
You know something?
What?
I don't hate you neither.
Oh, Baron, say, I've got a bone special to you. The last time I saw you, you were going to send me some potatoes from that 10,000 acre farm you told me you bought in Canada.
Yeah, well, you see, I planted the potatoes too near the onions.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
The onions were so strong, the potatoes all got tears in their eyes, and they couldn't see to grow. I expected it.
Oh, pardon me, Baron, but how much did you pay for your farm?
$10,000. $5,000. They gave it to me. No use, Charlie. If I can't tell Zips, I got to stop talking. I got to get off the air.
Yeah, you're right, Baron. They'll never buy you without your lies, but to show you what kind of a friend I am, of course it means goodbye to all these little luxuries that make life worth living, but I can't go on prospering at the expense of your character and good name.
Why, Charlie, you mean that?
Oh, do I mean it, Baron? Why, rather than hear you tell even one more little lie, I'd gladly stop.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, The Weary Blues. Thank you.
Baron and Charlie. Charlie seems very angry about something.
Now, wait a minute. It certainly isn't here. Now, tell me, Baron, did you cut it off?
Not me, Charlie. I give you my word.
All right, did you tear it off? Now, I want the truth.
Of course I didn't tear it off. Well, maybe the wind blew it off.
Now, wait a minute. You're only evading. Did you rip it off? Did you rip the coupon off my pack of Raleigh's?
Absolutely not.
You didn't, huh?
But, Charlie...
But what?
I steamed it off.
Oh, that's a hot one.
Well, folks, by fair means or foul, Raleigh and Cool coupons are well worth saving for those good-looking, practical premiums. Take your choice. Canterbury silk hosiery, a handsome highball table, a silk umbrella, or a new glass cocktail shaker set, a bridge table of inlaid woods and sturdy folding chairs, a complete poker set. Why, there are dozens of useful gifts from which to choose. Start saving those coupons. Switch to
Raleigh's. You will enjoy the outstanding blend of tobaccos in Raleigh cigarettes. You'll marvel at their low price, too, for Raleigh's cost no more than any other popular priced brand. Ask for Raleigh's with plain ends or with cork tips. Raleigh's have got what you want.
Or if you prefer a mentholated cigarette, ask for Cool's. They're cool and soothing to your throat, yet none of the fine tobacco flavor is lost. Take your choice, folks. Smoke Raleigh's or Cool's. And remember, save those coupons. Tune in again next week for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including Morton Bow and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra.